Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Hadass Kuznets at Shame Confectionery with Ryan Burley. He's co-owner of Shame Confectionery, Franklin Fountain, every sweet thing in Philadelphia. And they are partnering with the Academy of Natural Sciences of Drexel University for Paleopalooza, which takes place on March 3rd and 4th. All day. So what is Paleopalooza?
So it's their celebration of their fossil collection and the dinosaurs that they have at the Academy. They came to us and asked us if we could do a special ice cream and candy themed display for Paleopalooza. They got a lot of kids, a lot of families. So it's a perfect pairing and an opportunity for us to go into their collection. We've been there over there three or four times, and we've created ice cream and candy molds from their collection objects that we will turn into confections that folks can eat during that weekend.
So you're actually going in, taking their fossil.
Yes, and we're casting them in silicon and plastic to make molds that all of our confectioners here on site will use and make, think like a fossil ice cream or a chocolate T-Rex tooth. We'll have all of those out for display in a Victorian atmosphere, referencing the old Academy of Natural Science, like a cabinet of curiosities. And that'll be in Dinosaur Hall for that weekend of Paleopalooza. And it's going to be the oldest, sweetest thing on Earth.
Now, how big are you making your chocolate and ice cream replicas?
So we're going to be doing a Bugs in Amber clear toy, and those will be small, more like bite size, an inch or so for kids. But at a certain point each day, we're going to be cutting up large fossils, like bones that are a couple feet long, and an ancient, kind of like a crocodile. I forget the name of the exact dinosaur, but that is a giant skull that one of our confectioners is going to make out of modeling chocolate.
Wow. So you made a mold, a silicone mold, you put the chocolate in,
yes,
and then you are making it out
and then hand finishing it. A lot of the work that will be on display will be hand modeled so that our confectioners actually build some of the stuff from scratch. So some is molded, but most of it's like hand finished. Chocolate dinosaur eggs that you can crack into, almost like a tar pit chocolate goo. There's going to be an opportunity for kids to sift through chocolate dirt and discover the fossils that they can then eat.
I know you guys like to go old time, but I didn't realize you went this far back in time.
Yeah, we're ancient souls, as they say. Some people are old souls, but we're ancient souls.
But what's the most difficult thing to make from the Academy of Natural Sciences collection?
Well, the skull, as an example, the dinosaur skull, it's got a lot of undercuts. This is a three-dimensional organic object. It's very intricate, and that is proving to be our white whale, as it were.
Now, we have to mention this is all sanitary.
Absolutely. Sanitary, made in our facility.
How do you make it sanitary out of fossils?
So the material, the silicon, is a food-safe grade. So we take the ancient fossil, and then once we use the silicon, it's just like baking rubber that you would use for cupcakes in your own kitchen. Same stuff. You just need the object, and luckily they have an amazing collection, and that collection's really inspiring to us as artists, confectionery artists.
What did you love about the collaboration?
We love old-time Philadelphia institutions. We've done a similar display at the Philadelphia Museum of Art. We've worked with most of the museums in Philadelphia. So getting in behind the scenes into the collection and seeing actually the history of the collection itself, items collected by Thomas Jefferson through the Lewis and Clark expedition, items from Charles Wilson Peale's collection. We were inspired by these men, and now we're inspired by the things that they collected, and to be able to turn those into things that people can eat. People can literally eat history. And it's multi-layered, not unlike a geological formation. You can literally peel the layers back and eat it.
So if people go to the Academy of Natural Sciences of Drexel University on March 3rd and 4th during their opening hours, 10 to 5, they'll be sure to get some chocolate and ice cream or candy?
Absolutely. We're going to have all kinds, ice cream, chocolate, sugar candies. We'll have hot chocolate available that is from a Thomas Jefferson recipe. So it's really something to check out. And I promise you will not see this anywhere else in the world.
All right, Ryan Burley, thank you so much.
Thank you, Hadas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.